This is Rebecca Naldo, volunteer reader for Sun Sounds of Arizona, reading for Are We There Yet? A quirky travel guide to the Southwest and beyond. Phoenix is the capital city of Arizona and is located in the central region of the state. People may know it for its year-round sun, desert beauty, and world-class resorts and golf. But as the fifth largest city in the United States, it also offers sophisticated urban scapes, Southwest culture, and lots of outdoor adventure. Sometimes bigger really is better. Phoenix, the Valley of the Sun to locals, invites you to enjoy major destinations for recreation and relaxation. Must-visit venues in the culinary and cocktail kingdoms, and long-standing arts, civic, and cultural institutions, and that just scratches the surface of things to do in Phoenix. Be a good sports fan. The Valley Metro Public Light Rail System pulls up right outside Chase Field, the downtown Phoenix ballpark that's home to MLB's Arizona Diamondbacks. Footprint Center, the arena that's home to the NBA's Phoenix Suns, the WNBA's Phoenix Mercury, and the IFL's Phoenix Rattlers, is just a few blocks west. On any game day, you'll find flocks of fans, pre- and post-gaming at nearby sports bars, upscale eateries, and neighborhood taquerias. Get back to nature. South Mountain Park Preserve, the nation's largest municipally managed park, is a haven for outdoor enthusiasts to experience Phoenix activities. Hikers, mountain bikers, and horseback riders have more than 50 miles of trails, while bicyclists can test their endurance on the roadways that climb across three mountain ranges. On silent Sundays, the park even closes its main road to motor vehicles, allowing cyclists and hikers to enjoy the roadways without the buzz of automotive traffic. Discover next level relaxation. The luxury resort scene in Phoenix includes a long list of historic and modern properties that go big. Families enjoy epic-sized pools with monumental play features. Wellness travelers find spa treatments and fitness programs that add euphoria to vacation days. And for those who find their bliss on a golf course, many of the area's top resorts boast some of the best year-round courses in the country. What's your palate? Some of the country's most innovative restaurateurs hone their culinary creations and prowess in Phoenix. The best-known restaurants in Phoenix have racked up regular plaudits from national newspapers and magazines and nominations from the James Beard Foundation. In 2022, local chefs and restaurants were named semi-finalists in 8 different categories. Then, wet your whistle. The city's cocktail and craft brew culture are as strong as some of the pours you'll find therein. While beer and cider drinkers sample flights and drafts at a local microbrewery or meadery, those in search of higher spirits can content themselves with a well-composed tipple in one of the city's many other popular gathering spots. Embrace creative culture. The galleries and exhibits at the Musical Instrument Museum draw from a collection of more than 8,000 instruments from around the globe, including opportunities to see and hear the instruments played, and sometimes play them yourself. Those who might prefer to leave the playing to the professionals, meanwhile, can reserve tickets for a Phoenix Symphony or Arizona Opera performance at Symphony Hall, one of many performance venues that make downtown a cultural center with a vibrant art scene all around. Discover more about desert life, then and now. One of Phoenix's first cultural institutions, the Heard Museum, has grown into an international destination to learn about Native American art and history, while the Pueblo Grande Museum and Archaeological Park is a must-see Phoenix attraction that takes visitors on a path to remnants of a ball court and platform created by the Hohokam people who lived in this area from AD 450 to 1450. And at the 140-acre Desert Botanical Garden, More than 50,000 desert plants illustrate the beauty and variety of desert plant life. Discover 21 fun things to do in Phoenix by Copper Courier staff and published June 13, 2024. Phoenix, the vibrant capital of Arizona, is a hub of cultural, recreational, and historical attractions. Whether you're a local or a visitor, the city is never short on things to do. From outdoor adventures to artistic explorations, here are 21 must-do activities in Phoenix. Outdoor adventures. Hike Camelback Mountain. Camelback Mountain is a popular hiking destination offering stunning panoramic views of the city. The challenging trails are perfect for avid hikers looking for a rewarding experience. With an elevation of 2,704 feet, Camelback Mountain is an intense hike or climb that offers incredible views of the Phoenix Valley. Explore the Desert Botanical Garden. Immerse yourself in the unique flora of the Sonoran Desert at the Desert Botanical Garden. The garden features over 50,000 plant displays and seasonal events. At the Desert Botanical Gardens, guests can see and learn about the countless plant and animal species native to Arizona and enjoy a number of activities such as stargazing and desert landscaping. Visit Papago Park. Papago Park offers scenic hiking trails, fishing lagoons, and picnic spots. Don't miss the iconic Hole in the Rock formation for a perfect photo opportunity. Located in Phoenix and Tempe, the nearly 1,500-acre municipal park offers undulating red sandstone formations, blue lagoons framed by towering palm trees, miles of hiking and biking trails, and desert plants. Take a short 10-minute hike up to the iconic Hole in the Rock, a scenic opening in the sandstone buttes where you'll find picture-perfect panoramas of the park, the lake, and southeast Phoenix. The viewpoint is especially popular for taking in sunrises and sunsets. Papago Park offers exceptional hiking and a wide array of recreational facilities. The park is also home to the Phoenix Zoo and the Desert Botanical Garden. You can make your visit to Papago Park a day filled with activities. Enjoy South Mountain Park. South Mountain Park is one of the largest municipal parks in the United States, offering over 50 miles of trails for hiking, horseback riding, and mountain biking. In 2024, Smith Mountain Park celebrates its 100-year-old birthday, commemorating the City of Phoenix's purchase of 13,000 acres of land for $17,000. Today, with over 16,000 acres, South Mountain Park consists of three mountain ranges, the Maha Talk, Gila, and Guadalupe. You can hike, horseback ride, and mountain bike through the mountains and trails. Cultural experiences. Discover the Heard Museum. The Heard Museum is dedicated to the advancement of American Indian art. With exhibits of both traditional and contemporary creations, this museum celebrates American Indian art. Home to a collection of indigenous art and history with a mix of traditional and contemporary art, this Phoenix fixture also has an exhibition dedicated to the history of Indian boarding schools where indigenous children were forcibly assimilated into white American culture. Visit the Phoenix Art Museum. The Phoenix Art Museum houses an impressive collection of art from around the world, including contemporary, modern, and Latin American works. Located in the central corridor of a bustling desert metropolis, Phoenix Art Museum has opened doors to world-class exhibitions. Its comprehensive collections and meaningful moments of learning and connection for 60 years. Explore the Musical Instrument Museum. The Musical Instrument Museum features a vast collection of instruments from every corner of the globe. Interactive exhibits allow you to experience the sounds and stories of the music. The Musical Instrument Museum was founded in 2010 by Bob Ulrich, the former CEO of Target. The museum has over 7,500 instruments from over 200 countries and territories. The Musical Instrument Museum is in North Phoenix, just off Loop 101 and west of Mayo Clinic. The Musical Instrument Museum also hosts concerts in its theater with 300 seats. Wander through Roosevelt Row. Roosevelt Row is a vibrant arts district known for its street art, galleries, and trendy eateries. It's a great place to experience local art and culture. On the first Friday of every month, you can experience an art walk and other special events. Roosevelt Row is best known for its street art, so put on your walking shoes and get ready for a nice meal, followed by a stroll through the street's galleries. Visit the Arizona Science Center. The Arizona Science Center offers hands-on exhibits, a planetarium, and an IMAX theater. It's a fun and educational destination for visitors of all ages. Founded in 1984, the Arizona Science Center has over 140,000 square feet of exhibits and galleries that feature the human body, forces of nature, and physics. Historical sites. Tour the Pueblo Grande Museum. The Pueblo Grande Museum is an archaeological site that showcases the ancient Hohokam culture. Explore the ruins and learn about early desert inhabitants at the Pueblo Grande site and visit the prehistoric irrigation canals that hearken to a different time. Visit Heritage Square. Heritage Square is a historic block in downtown Phoenix featuring beautifully restored buildings from the late 1800s. It's a charming spot to learn about the city's past. Exploring Heritage Square is like traveling back in time. If you want to see what the original town of Phoenix looked like, this last remaining residential block from that old town offers you the opportunity to do just that. The Rawson House Museum is a great starting point. With historically accurate furniture and household items, including an original Queen Anne-style wooden staircase and parquet floors, the museum offers an authentic look at life in Phoenix back in the day. Once you're done exploring the museum, check out some of the other historic homes and the Memorial Rose Garden, then refuel at one of the nearby restaurants. Explore the Arizona Capitol Museum. The Arizona Capitol Museum offers insight into the state's political history. Tour the historic State House and see exhibits on Arizona's governance. The Arizona Capitol Museum, located in vibrant downtown Phoenix, is a unique museum that offers a fascinating journey through the state's political and cultural evolution. As you step through its doors, you're greeted by a world where history comes alive, inviting you to explore Arizona's rich heritage through a wealth of exhibits, artifacts, and interactive displays. Visiting the Arizona Capitol Museum provides a unique opportunity to connect with Arizona's past, all for free. Family-friendly activities. Visit the Phoenix Zoo. The Phoenix Zoo is home to over 1,400 animals and offers interactive exhibits and educational programs. It's a fun day out for families and animal lovers. After exploring Papago Park, you can wander over to the Phoenix Zoo and encounter over 3,000 animals from 400 species. Explore the Children's Museum of Phoenix. The Children's Museum of Phoenix offers hands-on exhibits and activities designed to engage young minds. It's a great place for children to learn and play. The Children's Museum of Phoenix was designed for kids 10 and under. There's over 48,000 square feet of space and over 300 play experiences across three floors. Exhibits touch on gardening, climbing, making art, reading, building, and making music, among other things. The museum hosts a summer camp that is open for kids age 5 through 8, where they can interact with exhibits and participate in hands-on activities. Check out the calendar for a list of daily events and activities. Admission is free from 5 to 9 p.m. every first Friday of the month. Enjoy Butterfly Wonderland. Butterfly Wonderland features a large indoor rainforest environment filled with thousands of butterflies. Interactive exhibits and a 3D theater enhance the experience. This interactive butterfly habitat is the perfect way to immerse yourself in the world of butterflies and other rainforest creatures. Unique attractions. Explore the Phoenix Mountains Preserve. The Phoenix Mountains Preserve offers a variety of trails for hiking and mountain biking. Enjoy the natural beauty and wildlife of the desert. The preserves are also the perfect place to escape away from the city while also experiencing the beauty of nature. You can see views from Piestewa Peak and Camelback Mountain. Take a hot air balloon ride. Experience the beauty of the desert from above with a hot air balloon ride. Sunrise and sunset flights offer breathtaking views of the landscape. You can experience the best view of Phoenix from up above, and you'll encounter the Sonoran Desert from new heights. You can choose between a sunrise or sunset tour, so you'll definitely want to plan accordingly if you're not an early riser. Visit the Japanese Friendship Garden. The Japanese Friendship Garden is a tranquil oasis in the city, featuring traditional Japanese landscaping, koi ponds, and tea ceremonies. Located right in the heart of downtown Phoenix, the Japanese Friendship Garden is a 3.5-acre park with a tea house, tea garden, lanterns, and more. Sports and recreation. Catch a game at Chase Field. Home to the Arizona Diamondbacks, Chase Field offers an exciting baseball experience. Don't miss a chance to catch a game during the MLB season. Baseball fans will not want to miss a chance to experience Chase Field and watch the Diamondbacks score a home run. Relax at Lake Pleasant Regional Park. Lake Pleasant Regional Park offers boating, fishing, and water sports. It's a great destination for outdoor recreation and relaxation. The area straddles the Maricopa and Yavapai County border, and it's a major hub for those wanting to get outdoors just north of Phoenix. If you're into camping, horseback riding, or hiking, you'll definitely find a place to do it at Lake Pleasant. Phoenix is a city brimming with diverse activities and attractions, whether you're exploring the great outdoors, delving into cultural experiences, or enjoying family-friendly fun. There's something for everyone in this vibrant city. 7 Places to See and Smell Wildflowers Near Phoenix by Jill Schildhaus, published March 22, 2024. Wildflower season. It's one of the most magical times of the year in Phoenix, but timing is everything, which means you have a relatively short window to behold their beauty. Usually, from February through April. Some wildflower viewing spots are free but require a little hike, while others are available in easier-to-access botanical gardens for a nominal fee. What should you be on the lookout for as you visit these 7 spots around the valley? Fluffy pink fairy dusters, orange desert globe mallow, purple owl clover, pink Perry's petsamon, and joyful yellow brittle brush, to name a few. An important reminder before we dive in, respect the wildflowers and take only pictures. Picking wildflowers today means fewer blooming populations next year. That will not only deplete your future viewing opportunities, but will also negatively impact the delicate desert ecosystem. Wildflowers provide food and shelter for much of our wildlife, not to mention nectar and pollen to our important pollinators. White Tank Mountain Regional Park. At the west end of Olive Avenue, about 15 miles west of the 101 Agua Fria Highway, in Wattle, lies White Tank Mountain Regional Park. Many people bring their bikes here to enjoy 21 miles of rugged trails, but if you aren't stopping to smell the roses or wildflowers, you're missing out. Waterfall Trail is a nearly 2-mile out-and-back stretch with an easy rating, only 80 feet of elevation gain, so it's relatively flat, and it's likely you'll be treated to wildflowers, blooming trees, shrubs, and cacti alongside the butterflies who visit them. After a nice rain, you may find a waterfall at the end of your hike, as the trail name suggests, but most other times it'll just be a trickle. Sonoran Preserve. If you time your visit to the Sonoran Preserve just right, you'll view a field of yellow brittlebrush, marigolds, orange globe mallow, and more along the Apache Wash Trailhead in Phoenix. This moderate trail with just 153 feet of elevation change and only half a mile in length is perfect for a quick stroll through the wildflowers. The Badger Brawl Trail, 3.4 miles and 124-foot elevation change, which you'll reach from the Apache Wash Trailhead, features large saguaros with more wildflowers if you're looking for a longer hike. You'll cross several dry riverbeds, so avoid this trail right after a big rainstorm. Desert Botanical Garden. Yes, this location comes with an entrance fee, but the sheer number of wildflowers at the Desert Botanical Garden will blow your mind. There are many trails to choose from, included with the price of admission, but our pick for spring is the aptly named Harriet K. Maxwell Desert Wildflower Trail. Here you'll find brightly colored blooms, as well as their busy pollinator friends, bees, hummingbirds, and butterflies. It's a wonder how some of these plant species thrive in one of the hottest and driest parts of the world, yet each of the nature paths here has plenty of flora and fauna to show off. Stop by the Kahn Family Butterfly Pavilion to learn more about the pollinators that make all this possible. Piestewa Peak. One of the most beloved hikes in Phoenix, the Piestewa Peak Trailhead, is located at the northeast corner of 32nd Street and Lincoln Drive. This is the Phoenix Mountain Preserve's second highest point after Camelback Mountain, at 2,608 feet, and getting to the top via the Summit Trail number 300 takes a bit of fortitude and scrambling at the top. Instead, choose Quartz Ridge Trail number 8A, a 3.5-mile hike with 650 feet of elevation gain. It's a moderately challenging route with no shade and rocky terrain, so plan accordingly. Your prize, once you've gotten your heart rate up, brilliantly hued wildflowers scattered throughout the Sonoran Desert Trail and amazing views of the valley. Boyce Thompson Arboretum. Welcome to 343 acres of winding trails and hidden gardens you might not have known existed in Arizona. The Boyce Thompson Arboretum in Superior, about an hour from central Phoenix, is the state's oldest and largest botanical garden. With over 3,900 different plant species and a great view of Picket Post Mountain, this garden is also filled with wildlife, especially birds. Mid-March to late April is an especially ideal time frame to view native Sonoran Desert wildflowers here. Some of the flowers you might see include desert zinnia, yellow desert marigolds, orange Mexican poppies, and blue-violet lupine, so keep your eyes peeled. Lost Dutchman State Park. Named after a fabled lost gold mine in the Superstition Mountains, Lost Dutchman State Park is a popular spot for picnics, campsites, hiking trails, and more. It's located just 40 miles east of downtown Phoenix in Apache Junction, and the meandering ride is half the fun of getting there. Along the 2.4-mile Treasure Loop Trail, look for cheerful blooms of brittlebrush, poppies, fiddlenecks, and desert evening primrose dotting the landscape. Bird lovers will also delight in sightings of quails, roadrunners, larks, and thrashers. Bring your binoculars, Prospector's View Trail, rated moderate, is often teeming with wildflowers, too. South Mountain Park and Preserve. One of the largest municipal parks in the country, South Mountain Park and Preserve offers 16,000 acres of nature and more than 58 miles of trails for horseback riding, hiking, and mountain biking. It's a lovely place to visit any time of year, but spring wildflower season is particularly heavenly. Look for wildflowers within areas accessible from the Central Avenue entrance, 10919 South Central Avenue, like the 4.5-mile Kiwanis Trail to Los Lomitas Trail Loop. You will also find wildflowers on the roadway leading to the Gila Valley Overlook at that same Central Avenue entrance and on the 3.5-mile Javelina Canyon and Ridgeline Loop Trail. This is Rebecca Naldo, volunteer reader for Sun Sounds of Arizona, reading for Are We There Yet? A quirky travel guide to the Southwest and beyond.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
If you miss a program, you can get it on demand at sunsounds.org. Left-click on Broadcast Info and Audio. Then, under Programming Links, left-click on On Demand Podcasts. You can now listen to Sun Sounds on your Echo Dot or other smart home device.